Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 7 o'clock. God is willing. So what? God is willing. So what? Well, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. We know that at 6 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is omniscient. God knows everything, and He especially knows you since He created you. In fact, there's no one that knows you better than God knows you. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22 says this: "It is He who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him." God's knowledge left the psalmist in awe. Psalm 139, verse 6 says, "Such knowledge as yours, Lord, is too wonderful for me, and is too high. I cannot attain it." Now, at 7 o'clock on the Creator clock, God is willing. And what does that mean exactly? It means that God has will. It means that God has volition. It means that God has the ability to choose. In fact, God has ultimate volition. And whatever God wills, whatever God allows, that's exactly what happens. And nothing happens in the universe without His permission. Isaiah chapter 46. Verses 9 and 10 say this: "Remember the former things long past, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me." Isaiah 46:10, "I am the one declaring the end from the beginning and declaring from ancient times things which have not yet been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure." God always gets His way, but He does it without interfering with our will. So creatures will ask, how do I get to know God's will for my life? Over the years, I've found that the people who ask this question usually don't want to know God's will. What they're really saying in an indirect way is, there's really no way that we could ever know what God wills for our lives, and that's simply not true. The Bible, in fact, disagrees with that. James chapter 1, verse 5 says this: "If any of you lacks wisdom, and of course you all do, let him ask of God the Father, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and wisdom will be given to him." God has will. So what? Well, the so what is that God only wants good things to happen to you and for you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says this: "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and to give you a hope." What are some of the things God wants for you? Well, He wants you to know what He wants for you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the second part, says that you may know what the will of God is. And the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. God wants you to know what His will is, and that is good and acceptable and perfect. God wants you to live with Him forever. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 say this: "This is good and acceptable in the sight of the God who is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who desires all men to be saved, and who desires that all men come to the knowledge of the truth." God wants you to be saved. God wants you to live in heaven forever when you close your eyes in this life. And God wants you to know the truth. John chapter 14, verse 6 tells us who the truth is. And it says this: Jesus said to Thomas, the doubting apostle, "I am the way and I am the truth and I am the resurrection life, and no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me." The Lord wants you to know that the truth is a person. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the sovereign God of the universe, is that person. He is the truth. God doesn't want you to go to the lake of fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this, "The Lord is not slow about his promise of salvation, as some accuse him of, but instead the Lord is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance, which is a change of mind about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ." God wants you to listen to him. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says this, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel." God wants you to trust him. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Jesus, and he will make your path straight." God wants you to be at peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds, you who are in union with Christ Jesus." TikTok, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 7 o'clock. God is willing. So what? God wants a lot of good things for you. Go to him and drink up all those good things. God has plans for you that are good and acceptable and perfect. He wants you to know his will. He wants you to live with him forever. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to live in heaven. He wants you to know the truth. He is the truth. He wants you to stay out of the lake of fire. He wants you to have wisdom. He wants you on a straight path. He wants you to listen to him. He wants you to trust him, and he wants you to experience peace in your soul. And when things don't go well, God's will is to have your back during those times as well. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "We know that God the Father causes all things to work together for good for those who love God the Father, to those who are called according to the Father's purpose." In short, God wants you to have it all. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.